Blog Talk Radio.
America, welcome to Sight and Vision, Disability and Senior Talk Radio Show, a show about disability rights, disability services, and your disability dollar. Your voice, an advocate, voice your concerns, voice your opinion, but please let your voice be heard. Our mission is to bring to you the people, the places, and the things that can change your life for the better, which means inclusion into society, which means living more independent in your home and in your community. America, welcome to Sight and Vision, Disability and Senior Talk Radio Show. I am your host, Reverend Radio Ray Razor, your friendly neighborhood networker. Our motto is increase your net worth and you'll increase your net worth. And behind microphone number two is our hostess with the mostest, Miss Renee. Again, welcome to you, our listening audience, to Sight and Vision, Disability and Senior Talk Radio Show. Again, I am your host, Reverend Radio Ray Razor. When I was a mere lad of 13 years old, a firecracker exploded in my face and blinded me in both eyes. But even though I've been blind for more than 50 years, every morning I wake up, I feel blessed and favored, and God is good. Greetings, and how are you today, Miss Renee?
Well, I'm excited about the rain, Reverend Ray.
Excited about the rain? You must have a personal interest.
I have a personal interest. I have a small garden on my patio, and I'm growing cucumbers and tomatoes and eggplant and squash, and they love this rainy weather. So, yes, I have a new personal interest in rain.
Well, I'm going to have to put on my persona of those baby boomer ages. Remember Mr. Kangaroo and Mr. Green Cheese.
Captain Kangaroo.
And Captain Kangaroo and Green Cheese. So I'm going to have to dub you as Miss Green Cheese. Okay, so I'm going to look forward to some of that fresh garden food. I might have to get a required taste because I'm sure it doesn't taste like I'm Safeway or Giant or nothing like that. But anyway, we'll look forward to eating healthy, and we'll have a show to talk about that. Everything we do here, we wanted to be have a healthy spirit, food for that, and for your body as well. And speaking of that, Ms. Renee, share with us what our lineup is today and our special guest.
I would be honored. Well, of course, we begin our show with the adventures of Mr. Ray and Mr. Ray Tico. In the news, the good, the bad, and the ugly, the news which affects the disability and senior communities. And then each week you challenge us with your call to action. And in the mind of healthy dads, husbands, friends, spouses, sons, it doesn't matter the relationship, most have one thing in common. They don't have a self-care regimen that includes health care. And our guest, Thaisa Neal, aims to address that disparity this weekend at a health care event, Love the Health Into Him. So stay tuned. Now back over to our health devotee, Reverend Radio Ray.
How true, how true, how true. Just don't watch me on television or Facebook right now. Give me 3-4 months. You know I like to start the show with the adventures of Mr. Ray and the German Shepherd, seeing our dog, Mr. Ray Tico, that 100 pounds of wonder. And it's brought to you by the Big Bad Wolf Pet Store. And that wolf is spelled W-O-O-F, wolf, wolf. Well, from the dog bowl of Mr. Ray Tico, since he haven't had any extraordinary adventures lately is that I was in a meeting with one of the taxi cab company and the I would say the government entity that regulates the cab company. And two of the things came out that's very important, and I want to share with those that have service animals. And this is a please, 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 you know that when you get your service animal, you have obedience exercises that you have to do daily to make sure your animals stay under control, your service animals stay under control. A lot of people do get lazy after a while when they have service animals and they stop putting them through their regular routine, which is their obedience routine every day or every other day. And therefore, when their service animal is out in the public, like little kids that's not disciplined, they are cutting up and carrying on, and it is causing a bad, bad representation to the public about service animal people. We have worked hard in the last 50, 60 years to have the public to accept service animals and the public institutions and restaurants and malls and shopping centers. So please, please work on making sure that you're running your animals through the necessary obedience exercises every day. Second is keeping your animal well-groomed. A lot of the taxi cab drivers and other transportation entities are complaining that the service animals are not clean, especially with the dogs. They're dropping a lot of hair, and a taxi cab's transportation means of employment. So if you're getting a dog that's not well-groomed, has a bad odor, when that dog gets in that vehicle and sits on the floor where it should sit on the floor, I know some animals are large, and now I notice a lot of taxi cab drivers are going to more smaller car vehicles like the Nissans, even in New York, where New York used to have the big checker taxi cabs. Now they're going to the smaller Nissans. So you need to carry a blanket or something with you to put on the seat. So let's be courteous. Let's be courteous because we, like I say, it took us a lot of years to get the public to accept our service animals. So the behavior and keeping them well-groomed. And this has been brought to you by the Big Bad Wolf Pet Store. The Big Bad Wolf Pet Store is located in Tacoma Park. The owner is Miss Penny. And believe me, some of the food and items that they have for the pets are top of the line. You see Mr. Ray Tico, my CNI dog, strutting around with a beautiful coat. Eyes look very clear. I'm telling you, some of the food, I think it's gourmet with some of the ingredients that I hear, real cheese, whole eggs, and some other kind of items. So if you need to be concerned about your pets, food regimen, please call. Their phone number is 202-474-3434. That's 202-474-3434. And please check them out and visit their website at www.thebigbadwolf. And that wolf is wolf. All right, and the most important thing is that they will deliver. They will deliver your pet food and items, okay? So a lot of folks that can't get out and about, they will deliver. So please call 202-474-3434. That's the Big Bad Wolf Pet Store. In the news, the good, the bad, the ugly, issues that affect persons with disability and senior citizens. Well, a good is that in terms of transportation, especially in PG County and other counties that's working on behalf of persons with disabilities and seniors, that they're going to have a person with disability that's going to serve on some of these review boards and have their input in terms of the way taxi cab service and other vehicle for hire is going to treat persons with disability and seniors. And I don't have to count off or go down the checklist of the concerns and the way that persons with disability and seniors have been discriminated against and mistreated, not given the service that they're supposed to give. Now, my Reverend Ray, now you know, is a commissioner that's on the commission for individuals with disabilities. So we are really working hard and making sure that persons with disability receive the services that they're supposed to receive and the services that we can create to make life better for a person with disability. We're going to be doing that. But we'll give you more on that in the bad, and we're going to have a couple of shows on this. More and more persons with disability are being abused. People with disability are being abused, not only physically, but financially, also socially, and mentally and emotionally. So we're going to take those different topics and discuss them. All right, so listen and stay tuned for those. Now, my call to action is, this is a political year. This month, there's been a lot of political, especially in the PG County in Maryland, and we ask some people to please get involved, people with disability and seniors. The seniors really do a good job being involved in campaigns. But persons with disability, please, you have to be at the table if people are going to hear your concern, not just your grievances and your gripes, but your concerns. You have to be part of the solution and not just always be part of the problem. So please be proactive. You can call a campaign office. They need people that can answer the phone, be part of the phone bank. They need people to canvass, to give out literature. They need people just to – there's so many things that you could do even if you have a disability. So please get involved, because when people see your face, you're no longer just a number or a name on a list. You become human and personalized, so please get involved. So that's all I'll talk about today. So that's my call to action. And our motto, as you always know, if you can't fly, run. If you can't run, walk. If you can't walk, crawl. But just move forward. And my double negative that the host with the most is always pointing out to me is, my motto is, if you just don't do nothing, please just do something. Back over to you, Ms. Renee, microphone number two, and please introduce our guest and our topic.
All right. Well, African-American men are overrepresented statistics, and this concerns our guest, Saisa Neal, who is inviting listeners to a health program this Sunday entitled Love the Health Into Him. Welcome, Saisa.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Yes. Thank you both. I'm
now,
so pleased to be here.
Great. So why is making men's health a priority?
Well, somebody, it wasn't me, I don't know, several years ago decided to make June Men's Health Month. So because this month is June, our community, our religious community, wanted to focus in on some problems of men's health. Throughout the whole year, we do various observations and awareness campaigns about different types of health. It seems like at the end of the year, we tend to get things that seem to affect women more. So this time, mm-hmm. we really wanted to do something special about our guys, and we also wanted to have it to word it in such a way that it's an invitation for the wives of our men or the significant others of our men to actually help the men to get healthier, as opposed to just falling back on the usual thing of, oh, it takes forever for a man to go get checked out, which it usually does. They seem to respond differently than women when it comes to their health needs. And because they don't have children a lot of times and they don't have monthly cycles, they don't seem to want they don't grow up thinking about I've got to get things checked out or I want to get things taken care of or someone to look at them to see. So they don't always think in those terms until something happens to them, and by that time it could be really too late or later than it should have been had they paid more attention to it earlier. So we thought those messages of that happened in our way of trying to keep our men as strong and healthy as possible, that this kind of program, Loving the Health Into Him, would be an invitation to all those that care for men to help us and the men themselves to take better care of themselves.
I love the title. I think it invites both significant others or spouses and the husband into it. Now, what can men expect on Sunday at the health program?
Well, we're fortunate that we have a member of our health community that functions in the role of a hospitalist at a local facility in D.C., and so he's had lots of experience with working with both men and women, but particularly with men because he's had some specialized experience with prostate cancer, identifying prostate cancer. He's not a medical doctor. He is a kind of physician's assistant, which is an assistant to a doctor, but he's had so much experience over the years, he functions like a medical doctor in his role as a hospitalist, and he has oftentimes spoken at our community about different events. So we're kind of combining a lot of the information that he's already spoken about, prostate cancer in particular, benign prosthetic hypertrophy, which is the enlargement of the prostate that doesn't necessarily have to relate to cancer, erectile dysfunction, testosterone issues, those things that are specific to men. And then we have other people that will also be talking about other kinds of things because, believe it or not, men and women share some of the same kinds of problems, cardiac problems, oral and mouth disorders. It kind of gets down to some basic things that we all both need to do, both genders, male and females, in terms of getting better. And so we would just kind of highlight probably not everything, but some of the things, and then some more current things that are happening right now, like the opioid crisis. Perhaps we'll talk about some multiple myeloma situations, which African-American men in particular are subject to as a type of blood cancer that African-American men seem to have more of. African-American men seem to have higher statistics of glaucoma, which is the leading cause of blindness in African-American men. There are just certain things that our brothers in this society seem to have the worst numbers in, and those kinds of things we want to highlight, too, at this time.
Well, on the other side of the our break, I want to ask you some more questions about some of those statistics. So we'll turn it back over to Reverend Ray. Reverend Ray, would you let people know to whom they are listening?
Yes, you're tuned in to blogtalkradio.com/mockingpulpit, and you're listening to Sight and Vision, Disability and Senior Talk Radio Show. Your host every Friday is Reverend Radio Ray Razor, and co-host is the hostess with the mostest, Miss Renee. Please visit us at www.sightandvisionradio.com. And if you have any suggestions, recommendations, or good comments, please email us at info@sightandvisionradio.com. And if you want to hear a real live human voice, please call us on the Tingling at 301-377-6468. That's 301-377-6468. Now back to our hosted with the most, Ms. Renee, and our special guest.
Well, again, our guest is Saisa Neal, and she is co-chairing along with her health committee a program on men's health this Sunday. And at the end of the program, we will tell you exactly where this will be held and at what time. So grab a pen and pencil. But I do want to ask you, Saisa, with there being more doctors and practitioners of color, do you believe that it's easier to seek doctors who are culturally sensitive? And do you think that makes a difference?
I think it does make a big difference not having enough doctors that are culturally sensitive, and even among African-American doctors, not having as many male African-American doctors as females. I think it makes a big, big difference in terms of how willing people are to go and, you know, seeking health care and getting health care is a very personal type of, it's a personal intrusion, as a matter of fact, in a way, into one's body, into one's, you know, who one is. And for many people, it can be very frightening. They call it white coat syndrome or something like that when it deals specifically with your rise in your blood pressure. But just being able to talk to somebody who's maybe not gender specific to you or gender alike can be difficult. I find it very difficult as a female to want to go talk to a male gynecologist because that particular area of the body, I would feel more comfortable talking to a female. And certain men probably have, I mean, those same problems. Men may feel awkward talking to a female urologist. A urologist is a doctor that normally takes care of things like your prostate. So those kinds of things would be, but if they're not culturally sensitive in race, in the same race, that can really make a stumbling block. So that's some of the reasons why people don't go seeking the help that they need. And according to one source that I found online, it's something called Very Well Health, and some people can look it up. Their statement was that black men in the United States suffer worse health than any other racial group in America, which is a huge statistic. It's the Very Well site. People may want to look it up. I found an article dated December 4th, 2017, about near the end of last year, and naming some statistics about black men being overweight, being having preventable oral diseases, higher incidence of diabetes and prostate cancer, higher suicide rate. And I heard recently on a radio program that the black teenage suicide rate has now gone up. And before, normally that was kind of a Caucasian or a white teen problem, but now apparently among black boys especially, the suicide rate is increasing. So that's added to the burden of the other problems that we tend to be as a people much more at risk of having than other groups in this country.
Well, I'm glad that you named some of those statistics because I, too, had done a little research and found some of those statistics, and they were heart-wrenching that African-American men occupy so many of the lower rungs of health disparities. And I won't repeat those, but you'll be able to get more information this Sunday. But how do you hope that this health program will help men make their health care more of a priority?
Well, we just trying to put some information out there isn't the beginning or the end all of everything, the alpha or the omega, but it's just something of trying to concentrate for this particular time during Men's Health Month in June, trying to have people stop and think a little bit, learn a little bit more about some of the health problems they may be having. We don't know who's having what, but we just definitely want to focus in on some of these problems and give people some solutions to how to begin to correct some of them. We're not doctors and we're not necessarily all healthcare people, but we do have experiences in life and we want to share those kinds of experiences with those men that come, with the women, with the teens, with the children, because the program is open to everyone. It is free of charge. We will have food there, but it'll be our goal is to have healthy food there as examples of what you can do, taking little steps to make things better. Mm-hmm. We recognize that there are certain basic solutions to all health problems, like getting enough sunshine, getting enough sleep, getting enough good water in your system, laughing, having fun, having humor in your life, having a relationship with someone else, with social beings. These kinds of things go across the board for whether it's oral, cardiac, colorectal, cancer prevention, all kinds of different specific problems. There's just some basic tools that we feel the Creator has developed for us as human beings to try to deal with being healthier. And we would like to just promote and say that we hope that everyone can come out and enjoy the program. And if you can't come out, send your neighbor, send your children, send a family member. We also, in addition to having this, we actually have a woman, African-American woman-owned laboratory who is going to give our brothers PSA screening tests for a very reasonable amount. So if brothers are in need, she's looking for 35 to 50-year-olds. It's her contention that brothers wait too late before getting a PSA test. It's one of those tests they use to help determine if you do, in fact, have prostate cancer. And they wait till it's much later in a more advanced stage. So she's suggesting start at 35 to 50, let her laboratory draw your blood. She's charging only $10 for it and an insurance card so she can process it. If you have no insurance, she'll take you for $30 for everything, the blood draw and the processing. I checked online, and these tests are $60 to $80 a piece. She's giving it to you for at least $30 or less.
Well, you know what? This sounds so exciting. Please tell our listeners where this is going to be held, what time this is going to be held. And you've already mentioned that it's for everyone, so it's not for men only. If you have to drag your loved one kicking and screaming, promise them good, healthy food when they get there. So where will this be held and what time?
And there will be some vendors, too. It will be held at Masjid Muhammad, which is a Muslim mosque, also known as the Nation's Mosque because it was the first one built by indigenous Americans in this country. It's at 1519, been there for over 50 years, 1519 4th Street Northwest, runs parallel with New Jersey Avenue between P and Q Streets. That's 1519 Masjid Muhammad. It starts at 2 o'clock from 2 to 5 this coming Sunday, June 24th. And it's open to everyone. Our mosque is not just for Muslims. It's an open program for everyone.
Okay, now the first thing people want to know, is there parking available?
There is some parking adjacent to the building, not a lot of parking, but there we compete with other places of worship in the neighborhood. But so is some, there is some parking on the street. We also have five prayers that are, that go on as Muslims every, so there are a lot of cab drivers you'll see coming in and out doing their prayers at the mosque. So that's some competition, too. So you want to get there early so you can make sure you get a parking up close. But there's usually, I guess, enough parking in the street to accommodate.
Right.
You would be prepared to take your shoes off when you come. I just want to give that as a caveat because we do not walk on our prayer area with shoes on. So you'd be asked to take your shoes off. So, you know, you can be barefoot. You can have socks or slippers on. I mean, booty-like, but you cannot wear your shoes into the prayer area.
Should women who are attending be prepared to cover their heads?
They don't have to cover their hair if they're not praying, but they should be modestly dressed. We don't usually dress exposing legs and arms and our breasts. Women tend to be very conservative in Islam in terms of the dress style. We're not asking you to become Muslim, but you don't have to cover your hair unless you're praying.
Okay, so again,
and we do have
Sunday.
Extra scarves. We have extra things that people can put on if they don't feel like they have the appropriate clothing on. So,
how wonderful, how appropriate. Okay. Again, it's this Sunday, the 24th of June, from 2 to 5 o'clock p.m. at the Masjid Muhammad, which is at 1519 4th Street Northwest. And come and get lots of good information. And we are almost out of time, but I want to turn it over to our health conscious Reverend Radio Ray. So I'll turn it over to you, Reverend.
All right.
Thank you again. Thank both of you for allowing me to come on.
Well, thank you, Sister Saisa, for coming on. And this, like I said, it's your first time, and we will talk to you, I'm sure, many more times with all the events that you all are doing to in the nation's capital and serving the community. Now, I, as a Black African American, is in a lot of those bad statistics numbers. I'm sure I've been counted, and I am planning on attending the event. However, I will understand y'all going to have healthy food, so I might eat before I get there.
One of the things I might say, Reverend Ray, I just remember, we are doing this in partnership with MedStar Washington Hospital Center. I need to give a shout-out to them. So there will be some blood pressure screening in addition to the PSA blood test. But MedStar Washington Hospital Center is working with us in this project. So I need to really them, and they will be presenting some colorectal kits that they'll be giving away to people free of charge.
Okay, well, I hear the music now. Time is up, but I'm going to follow up after I go to the event. We'll have you back on to talk about some results and how the event went, okay?
All right. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. All our time is up. We thank you for your time, our listening audience. And I like to say, I'm Reverend Ray. Until the next time, God bless and be blessed. And always remember, I might not have sight, but I can have vision, vision, vision. God bless.
God bless.
Uh-huh. Might have ended the episode.
Huh?